Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. And get ready to write, because there are some things that will shift in the atmosphere this morning. And if we get closer to God and more active in the spirit, there are some realms I want to talk to you about before I read the scriptures. The church has almost abandoned the supernatural realm. Organized religion, organizations have really taken over a lot of territory that the spirit's supposed to be in. So I want you to locate yourself. Pay attention now. Don't be looking at somebody else. Pay attention. I want you to locate yourself today, because it can take you to another dimension. It can take you to another lifestyle. We've been tripping. You know what I'm saying? We've been praying and tripping. So listen at what the Spirit of God is saying. The first realm I want to talk about, I want you to recognize, is the sense realm. The sense realm. And then, my brother and sister, you got another realm called the soul realm. The sense realm is actually your senses physically. It has nothing to do with the Spirit of God. Your soul realm is up to you to train your soul to function with your spirit. So you got your sense realm, you got what else, your soul realm, and you got your spirit realm. Yep. Now, the spirit realm is powerful, and you're not going to operate in the spirit realm by self-effort. The spirit realm is a yielding realm. But then you go on further. Now, listen very carefully. You got the satanic realm. And if you try to deal with the satanic realm out of your sense realm, another realm I call out, the science realm, scientific. If you try to deal with the satanic realm out of your sense realm, or just out of your soul realm, you're going to be in trouble. All right, there's another realm. All right, you got the sense realm, the soul realm, the spirit realm, satanic realm. Oh, yeah, I don't want to miss this one. The social realm. I want to get all these realms lined up to show you where God is aiming to take you. And you think you're operating in the spirit realm. You're not operating if you're operating in one of those realms. You want to get into the spirit realm. And then there's a supernatural realm that I see that the church had almost abandoned it, because it take effort to function in the supernatural realm. Now, that realm will come in this room today, where all of your problem will be settled. Stress will leave you. Because once you get in the presence of God, all of that is wiped out. But through religion and an organization, there's a performing church. But God wants a producing church. Y'all don't want to talk to me, that's all right. It's a performing church. We put on performers, but we look over here, we're really not producing what Jesus paid for. Jesus paid for a whole lot more than what we're doing. Jesus paid for a whole lot more than what we're having. Jesus paid for a whole lot more than what we enjoy. When you go through the ritual and you go through the routine without revelation, and that's where you have, Junior says you've done your part. No. You want to flow. Want to know how to flow in his presence. Listen, at all time.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the Bible teaches us, Joshua 1:8. I want everybody looking at it. The Bible teaches us how to do this, but you had to apply yourself. These rims. There's another rim I want you to hear about before you read. A cellar rim. Everything cellar. No matter how it look, how it feel, what it look like, you know by the power of the Holy Ghost and by the power of God's word, I got this thing cellar. See, your emotion gonna play a game with you. Your mind will play a game on you. You follow what I'm saying? But when you're in the spirit, you overrule all that. Then you won't get to enjoying God. You actually can't enjoy God because you're letting Satan in the satanic realm aggravate you. Don't let him aggravate you. Cut him. Cut him off. You follow me? You're supposed to have joy. You're supposed to have peace. No matter what's going on, what's going on in science, what's going on in the world system, you as a child of God, because of what God has done, no matter what you're going through, you still should have peace. He talked about joy unspeakable. And how high is it? Full of glory. That belong to you. So in Joshua 1:8, this verse can change your life because it is a verse that will take you in the spirit realm. Let me show you what that verse can do. Hold on, Joshua. Look in John 6:63. Look in John 6:63. This verse can take you there. What was it, Lord? John 6:63. It was another scripture you showed me that verse will take you to. Hebrews 11:1. Mm-hmm. It takes you where you live in a pure word life and a faith life. Yep. See, the word and faith, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Belong to you.
Yes,
the word of God and the faith of God belong to you, which places you in another realm. Notice what he says. It is the spirit that quickens it.
Yep.
So if you put any one of them other realms in there, you're not going to be made alive. Quickening means made alive. Made alive in another realm.
Yes.
Another power. No, another dimension. Are you following me? That's what God wants. See, the flesh profited nothing. Isn't that something?
That's
so he says, the words that I speak unto you, they are what?
Spirit.
And what?
Life.
They are spirit and life, meaning that they put you in the realm of the supernatural where nothing is impossible.
All right.
I'm about to bring the restaurant to y'all. Y'all go to the restaurant. You go to a restaurant, just sit there. You ain't got nothing to eat, you just sit there. You got to eat up in here. That's a powerful thing the Lord just spoke to you. He's shifting you from a realm to another realm, a realm of rest, a realm of revelation, a realm of restoration, a realm of revival, a realm of resurrection, out of circumstances and situation. And you follow what? It's a realm. It's not. Look, we're not just having church. God is talking to us. He's trying to get us out of the natural realm into the supernatural. But when we talk, things happen. When we walk, things happen. See? Stop settling for just going to church and be an old religious person. You need to walk. I'm ready for y'all to start walking in power. You follow what I'm saying? Because you got the right to do it. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. They put you in another realm. They put you in dominion. You defy the enemy. You make him drop his weapon. Because he know who he dealing with.
Yes, sir.
You got to enjoy your life on Monday.
Yes, sir.
You got to enjoy your life Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Walk with him every day.
Yes, sir.
So now the Holy Spirit want to show us just how to walk in this spirit realm.
Uh-huh.
He will show us. Sit down. Joshua 1:8. He'll show you how to walk in this spirit realm. How not just to be a normal Christian, just a normal person, just, you know, just satisfied with singing 3 songs and crying. We need to be winning. What I said? How many want to be a winner? But listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to you. It's your time, baby. It's time for you to win. It's time for you to knock everything out the way that's been holding you down. Move out of my path. I'm going to have my joy. I'm going to have my peace. I'm going to have my victory right now. I'm not praying on 9 years to have peace. I'm going to have my peace right now. It's already paid for. And see, I have to know how to receive it in the spirit realm. You got, it's there, but I must personally know how to receive what is rightfully mine in the realm of the spirit. You want to know? You want to go deeper? All right, sit down. Let's read Joshua 1:8 a minute. Joshua 1:8. Another scripture we're going to sling in there for you to understand it. Joshua 1:8 and Hebrews 11:1. Because Joshua 1:8 produces Hebrews 11:1. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. So you always talk the word.
Yes, sir.
Don't let a conversation go too long without saying something about him.
Yes.
How you talk 2 hours and never say nothing about God? Keep his word in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
And then he says, now, I want you to go forward than just in your mouth. I want you to get it in your heart now. And now he's talking about another realm. He's talking about meditating. Meditating means it's like chewing the word until it's digestive. Y'all better talk to me up in here. It's spending time with the word personally, just you and God, and you eating the word as a meal. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You learn to be a word eater. Now, I didn't say a word reader. You're not eating the word when you're reading. I feel the Holy Ghost. When you're pounding the word, you're sitting there and saying, God, what are you saying to me? God, what you want to do with me? God, why are you trying to take me? And I tell you right now, he's trying to take out all mess. He can do it. I've seen it over and over again, sitting there meditating the word, and maybe it's something in the ministry or dealing with something. All of a sudden, I find it over there and me over here. I'm out. Because I have authority over it. And so I activated my spirit. Oh, write that down. Activated my spirit. I activated my spirit. When I activated my spirit, everything over.
Yes, sir.
Satan under my feet. Situation under my feet. The system under my, oh my. The system, when I know how to activate my faith, I'm not just a church member, I'm an activator. Active in the spirit of God. Active in the ways of God. Active in the power of God. Active in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Active in the wisdom of God.
Thank you, Lord.
So the word to Joshua, how to get in the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So that means if you don't meditate, you're not going to do it. And I want you to see, oh my goodness, I almost spoke in tongues. I want you to see at the words far in this verse. For then, thou, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the pastor, the only person that can make your life prosperous. The only person. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Don't look up and don't look down. The only person can bring you into intimacy with God, that you know that your life is prosperous no matter what's coming against you, is you. It's not the pastor, it's not the prophet, it's not the apostle, it's not the teacher, it's not the evangelist, it's not that spiritual person downtown. No, baby, it's you. If you're going to walk close to God, God said, draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. Now, I'll tell you right now, to every person in here, including myself, there's somewhere God's trying to bring you this morning. I'm talking to me, there's somewhere God's trying to bring us this morning, in intimacy with him like never before, that we become strong in every situation. Every time Satan swings at us, we get stronger. But remember, it's on you. Jesus have done all he gonna do. Holy Spirit have done all he gonna do. God have done all he gonna do. The angels have done all they gonna do. If you don't activate them, they can't help you. For then thou shalt make thy, sit down. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Who made it prosperous? Look what he said at the end of the verse. Say it, read it. Then thou shalt have good success. The Lord called my attention, Hebrews 11 and 1, he called another verse, Hebrews 11 and 1, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You see that? Hebrews 11 and 1. Now here's a dress up voice. Here's God finna put something on you now. God finna dress you. This verse here gonna dress you. Romans 8:28. This verse gonna dress you this morning. All things work together. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You got it? Now I want you to put that on. Joshua 1 and 8 calls you to put Romans 8:28 on. See, Joshua is talking about meditating, and Romans 8:28 is talking about praying in the Spirit. All right? So now, the question I am to ask this morning on behalf of the Father, for you to always remember, are you ready to live your supernatural life? Yes. Religion been putting it off. We've been putting it off, singing song and all kind of things. Are you really ready to enjoy the days of heaven on earth?
Yes,
it's been provided for. I said it's been provided for. I got some Jesus backing me up. Jesus up here. Jesus died for you to hear something like this. The days of heaven on earth. That's why Jesus died. He ain't died for you to wait to go to heaven. He died for heaven to function through you right down here. You a child of God, you accepted Jesus Christ, you're a powerful being. Y'all didn't hear me. I said, look how you sit there and look at me. You don't even know what I'm talking about. You don't even know what I'm saying. The Lord is trying to get you to understand, get out of that spot where you are. And you are a powerful being. Matter of fact, say it to yourself, I'm a powerful being in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
See, don't look at your flesh. Don't look at your situation. Don't look at how you feel. Don't look at what somebody else say about you. By revelation, you got to know this. I'm powerful in Christ Jesus. Sit down. Let me give you some insight about the supernatural. Now, you get this definition of supernatural. The supernatural is the power to simplify every situation. No matter what you're going through. Had that definition. The supernatural is the power to simplify every situation. In other words, everything that is in here this morning or online, by listening to the word, you can simplify the greatest problem you have. The greatest sickness in your body. You can simplify it by putting the power of God in it and moving it. Every shortcoming in your finance, you can simplify it by finding out what God said for you to do. So now, oh my goodness. So now you can live a simplified life by knowing how to flow in the spirit where you got supernatural power backing you up. Heaven will open up over you and send down the reinforcement that you need at any given moment when you live in a super, y'all better hear me, living a supernatural life and stop living like a little sad child of God. God ain't got no little sad children, because he put his divine nature in you that you can act just like him and have the same power he has. It's religion that robbed you. It's routine that robbed you. It's rituals that robbed you. You really are a giant and don't know it in the spirit. It's emotion and excitement taking over your enlightenment. Don't let it happen. Stand still until you're enlightened about that situation. And let the glory of God rise up in you. Are you ready to live the supernatural life? Thank you, Lord. Put this down. Sit down, right. Thank you, Lord. The secret of supernatural success. Supernatural success in every situation. Don't care how you feel. It's what you know, baby. This thing gonna turn out in my favor. Say it. Doggone it. Just had to put another one on. So you can be a little forceful, you know. I feel the power of God right now. The supernatural is provided for you to live by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost is sent to enforce this supernatural life. I said the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost living in you? Let him out, 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 let him out. Don't go by just science and this social stuff and your sense realm and your soul realm. No, let the Holy Spirit have free course. What I say? The gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, all will start growing in your life. You start having a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom and discerning the Spirit. You walk it, you live by revelation. I hear the Spirit of God saying, let me rescue you this morning. Don't set you like nothing ain't going on. Don't set you like you don't need to hear this. Don't set you and let this be a religious ideal. No, he wants you to resurrect in your right place and be blessed and have joy unspeakable and full of glory. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be happy. Some of y'all are so dull. You ain't never smile. You just sitting there, you just letting stress and all that stuff take you out. just break out in some joy sometimes. Act like nothing ain't wrong. Say, hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Yes, see, because on your mind, listen to me, baby. Let me help you this morning. Yeah. On your mind, that stuff on your mind. And your mind can't get you out. You know why? Your mind can't create no miracle. But your inner man can. Now, I want y'all in here today. I'm preaching a little longer, but I want y'all to leave here different. I want you to get in the car and just start laughing. The Lord have talked to me this morning. I'm not the same person. And keep telling yourself, I'm supernatural. I'm supernatural. And the reason you're supernatural is because the Spirit of God is in you. Don't let your sense realm rule you. Don't let science rule you. I don't care how technical they're getting, how many things they think they've discovered is not above the supernatural. Now remember, the supernatural makes things simple. Come on, dog. It makes things simple. In other words, the supernatural make complicated things, demonic attack. The supernatural make them simple simply because you know you got power over it. That's how Jesus lived. Jesus lived in the aspect of I am supernatural. No matter what come up. If a shortage come up, I'm going to multiply the bread. If a storm come up, I'm going to speak to the wind and tell it shut up and shut out. You got the same nature on the inside. What? You got the same, what? You got the same, what? You got the same nature on the inside of you. You can tell Satan, shut up in this house. Shut up in this body. Shut up in my finances. I got authority over you. Stop waiting to go to heaven. Let heaven come down to you. Watch it. Through you. Now hear what the Spirit of God said to tell you. Regular church days are over. Because the satanic powers are coming out now. And you're not going to be able to handle it just being a regular church member. It's time for you to be an apostolic believer. In other words, it's time for you to reign and, listen to me, reign and rule in spiritual government. It's time for you not to be praying and not knowing whether you're going to get an answer or not. You pray the answer. Now, I must warn you, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, the regular days are over. The enemy and the cultures are breaking out now, and they're gonna whoop church members and everybody else who do not know their rights. They're not going to respect you, but you walk in the room anointed. Knowing who you are and knowing who got your back, they're going to respect you. See, because you operate in wisdom and discernment. In other words, when you walk in a room, if that room is not right, you're going to see it. Because they're camouflaging. They try to look just like you, but they're doing something else. So you have discernment, you can be able to deal with it. Yes. Protect your children. Yes. Protect your grandchildren. Yes. But you got to be anointed. Yes. Wait, you be seated. The Holy Ghost is sent to enforce this supernatural lifestyle. The Holy Ghost is sent to enforce this supernatural lifestyle. You cannot live this supernatural lifestyle without Here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. Here's how the Holy Ghost supports this supernatural lifestyle. By showing you how to live daily under open heaven, in God's presence, being led by the Spirit. Watch the next one now. Knowing how to yield to the Spirit. You can't be guessing about this. Let me go over it again. You can't be guessing about these things I'm saying. Do you really know how to be led by the Spirit? Do you really know how to stay in the presence of God? You can't be guessing about it. You can't be reading those four or five scriptures telling God, I got it. You got to know how to open up. Open the valve up. That's a good word, Lord. Open the valve up. Boy, most Christians don't even realize what they have. And they're really Christian. They're going to heaven. But they don't realize what God has turned on down here for them to be in power. Listen to me. Being led by the Spirit. You got that? Yes. Knowing how to yield to the Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Yes. Understand how to flow in the Spirit. Now here's where you're going to get your answer. Here's where you can make a big turn this morning. What the Spirit of God is about to say to us now. Shutting down all guessing in your life. Through divine instruction and divine guardians, you are designed to live the supernatural lifestyle. Yes, sir. Let's look at this. Here's a prayer for the supernatural flow. Look in Acts chapter 4. 29. Let's start a supernatural flow in your life this morning. Look in Acts 4. Let's start a supernatural flow in your life. How many of y'all want to start a real supernatural flow? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. You in for a good time in your life. You ready for it? Everybody need to hear this. Everybody dealing with something. Or you, if you just live, you're going to deal with something. If you never deal with nothing, you've never been nowhere. Satan already know he got you if you ain't dealing with nothing. The world sometimes try to shut you down. Let me say that again. And the world try to ignore us as Christians. And this chapter, this prayer, you're going to tell you how to do it in Acts 4:29. Yes, and now, Lord, behold, they are threatening. Yes, sir. Girls won't be boys, and boys won't be girls. It's threatening us. And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Yes, sir. Are you a bold speaker? Yes, sir. Or when you give it to your family and all of them talking about something else, you never mention Jesus. Because you know you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Would you talk about God when you leave here today?
Yes, sir.
Anytime during the week? I tell you what, God's not going to just be your Sunday God. If you want to make him your Sunday God, he's going to shut down on you. He want to be your everyday God. He wants you to have victory every day. Listen to me, Robert. This is what I'm about to say. He want to pull you out every situation right now that is foreign to his blessing. Do you know he can pull you out of any situation? God, I'm talking about God. He can pull you out of any situation right here, right now. No, who can stop him? You are such a powerful people. You just got to use what God have given you. That's my job, to teach you how powerful. powerful God have made you through Jesus Christ and the sending of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to just be a religious person. I don't want to just go through the motion. I want to be strong on Monday. Myself. I don't need no preacher holding my hand. Teach me and I'm going to do it myself. Teach me and I'm going to do it myself. Teach me and I'm going to do it myself. You don't want to be pacified when you come to church. You don't want to be pat and just serenaded. You want to know the truth. You want to be convicted when you leave here with confidence. This is the confidence that I have in Him. Ooh. You should live a life of confidence, not a life of fear. I'll make a statement now. You better catch it. The glory is falling. The full presence of God is falling in this place right now. To elevate your situation. To put you in a better position. Praise God. I heard the glory falling. We're under the glory sprout this morning. Everything will become different. Miracles, signs, and wonders are looking for me this morning. Come on. Did you say it? Somebody in here didn't say it. I feel it. Miracles, signs, and wonders are looking for me this morning. Here I am, Lord. Pour it on me. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I receive you. I receive you. Get a man. Get a man. Bring up here. You're going to get your miracle today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. I feel the glory of God in you right now. I get my miracle today. Nobody can stop it. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the rhema word of God, I get my miracle today. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you what, you can go ahead and check your body. Something you're dealing with. I'm trying to heal the power. The miracle come through. You can check it. You go get the reading or whatever you want to do. You can check it, baby. The Lord working in you. Now listen to the rest of this voice. Shut up. I'll be through in a minute. You see through the news media in different places how they threaten us, how they're going to take over and just sin and don't pay no attention to God. Let me go back over this voice again. Look at the 29th voice. And now, Lord, and now, stop there. Lord, so you got to stop it. And now, stop. Now think about it. Then he said, Lord, stop again. Behold, they are threatening. Okay. All right, now, but he said, grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Now, the word needs some backup. Watch the backup. by stretching forth thy hand to heal. Ooh, look at next. And that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. Look what happened now in verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. See, you're not going to be able to speak with boldness unless it's on the inside of you. That is a rhema word, not just a written word. It's a word that's living on the inside of you, stirring you up in the power of God. Hallelujah. Supernatural success. Say it. You don't say it. Supernatural success. See, now, I'm putting it out. If you don't take it, you're not going to get it. Don't let me say no powerful word and don't repeat it. The Holy Spirit is trying to get something in you brand new. See, you're either going to live on religion or revelation. Write this down. Learning to live in supernatural faith at all times. Learn how always to be operating in supernatural faith. Turn to Galatians 2:20. Supernatural faith. Faith that can cause miracles, signs, and wonders to work in my life at any moment. My God is not an oligarch. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. I live a quickened life, a life that is alive to the Spirit. And here's how you do it. Here's another way you do it. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. What? Christ really living in you?
Yes, he is.
But if that's so, in the life which I now live in the flesh, I don't live to the flesh. I don't live by the flesh. I'm just living in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now look at the first part of that next verse. And that's what happened. Every time you feel defeated, every time you feel like you're not going to make it, you're frustrating the grace of God. How many of y'all been there before? How many of y'all, have you ever frustrated the grace of God? I have. Remember that sad moment you got so sad and started crying? None of them loved me. They just left me by myself. God said, look at you. I don't care what experience you're going through now. God sent you here for a reason this morning. I don't care what experience you're going through now. You have to know that the supernatural is flowing in your life now. Just yield to it. Just yield to it. You don't have to figure it out. See, we try to figure. You don't have to figure it out. You just yield to the Spirit of God. I've said, learning to live in supernatural faith, how often?
At all times.
Turn to Hebrews 4:16. And I'm going to give you something else that the Holy Spirit can bring back to you. Supernatural grace must be in place. Hebrews 4:16. Supernatural grace. Always know that you want to keep supernatural grace in place. It's not a feeling. It's supernatural. Look what the Lord, look at the door the Lord opened for us now. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace.
Yes.
Look what he said. That we may obtain mercy, woo, and find grace to help in time of need. Do you know how powerful mercy is? Do you know how powerful grace is? Do you know how powerful it is when grace and mercy hold hand in your life? You know how powerful that is? See, the enemy want us to make this setting normal. He don't want these spiritual strengths to start flowing in us. He want us to say, I've been to church. But he don't want us to say, I am church. I am the body of Christ. And say, he don't want us to know we take church home with us. I'm hearing the word gloom. Who in here gloomy? You got to get rid of that. See, you get from under that pressure. That's what you come here for. Move the gloom and let the glory flow. And anytime you feel gloomy, say, glory, 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 glory. Because gloom and glory can't stay in the same place. Say it, glory.
Glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory. I feel his power, man. I feel God's presence up in here. God is ministering to every heart that is under my voice. He's giving you a brand new chance and producing a brand new day in your life. Power and glory. Come on, son. Power and glory. Power and glory. I receive your seed, son. $500 check. I receive your seed. Power and glory. I'm living by power and the glory of God. Satanic forces cannot deal with the supernatural. Satan himself cannot deal with the supernatural. Now, y'all better catch this. I'm about to say something. Everything in your life is subject to change right now. To your benefit. With God's presence,
yes.
With God's glory,
yes.
God loves you.
Yes.
He wants you to be on top.
Yes.
God loves you. He wants you to have victory.
Yes.
God loves you. He gave you victory.
Yes.
Our God is a good God.
Yes.
Say it. Our God is a good God.
Yes.
He loves us.
He loves
provided for us.
Yes.
I'm going to take him up on it. Grace and mercy is stirring up in my life right now. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, I've learned over the years, over 57 years, grace, I never heard it before, but he just gave it to me. Grace erases everything that is trying to stand in God's place. Shut down, write that down. Grace erase everything that try to take God's place in your life. I say it a little different now. Grace erase everything that try to take God's place in your life. See, I just heard you just telling me this. See, this is straight from the Spirit. So from now on now, everything that try to take God's place in your life, grace. You go, therefore, to the throne of grace, going to erase it out of your life. And then, my brothers and sisters, you just got to do this, you know. If it doesn't like it, not going to move. You say, now, I heard the apostle say, grace erase everything trying to take your place in my life. So this is not you, so get out of my life. Now, here's what I'm hearing now. The Holy Spirit is teaching us today how to turn grace loose. See, grace always there. And he's saying, grace is my divine benefits that can't be stopped. So now you done put in your purse, in your body, in your mind, a divine deposit that grace is erasing everything that make our life unpleasant. So all you got to do now, my brothers and sisters, when you leave here and something come up, holler out, grace.
Grace.
God going to back that up.
Yeah.
Say it, grace.
Grace.
Woo. Anybody got help? I'm going to close. It's about 9 minutes, I'm going to close. You got any help yet?
Yeah.
If you need something to happen right away, what you going to say? You getting it? You getting it? You getting it? I'm going to close. You getting it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'll close with this prayer. This prayer, I use this prayer often. I've been using it for a long time. And the way the Lord gave it to me here, listen at this prayer that will activate the supernatural power. It's a prayer that activates supernatural power. It's a prayer. I'm going to close with this today. It's a prayer that I'm going to give you that you'll be able to go to your Bible and pray. And every time you pray, you're going to activate supernatural power. No matter what condition, no matter what the challenge is, no matter who coming against you, when you pray this prayer, they better get out the way. Because you're going to activate supernatural power. I've been doing it for years. And if nobody, he never moved. Anybody who got in my way, he moved them. Because I prayed this supernatural prayer to know who I am, to know who he is, and know what he has done for me. Now, let me say this prior to that. None of this operate by feeling. What? In other words, you don't have to feel right for it to function. I want to use a word, but the word, I don't know if that word is powerful enough to take the place of feeling. I have to use two words. Instead of operating by feeling, from now on, operate by divine facts. This is what God said. So to the situation or to whatever you're dealing with, read the word to it. My word will not return to me void. You understand what I'm saying? Now, all I may be able to do is read this prayer, which is, you going to have to pray it sometime and personalize it. In other words, put your name in there. Set it up. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. I'm going to close with that. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 15. Let me tell you how powerful this prayer is. The book of Ephesians has so much revelation in it that the apostle Paul knew that they're going to have to get in another dimension of understanding. Just look at the first chapter and the third verse. Look at the third verse. It's so much. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing, and who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That verse is so powerful. It's so inclusive. And just like I'm trying to change the church from just come and sit here and not receive what you need to read, just say you've been to church, to receive the revelation that your life changed. So Paul knew, I'm preaching heavy. And if they don't shift, they're not going to be able to catch this. Because they're looking for, in the morning. See. And you can't use that. You got a problem, you can't use that. That's all right. Sometimes I preach. Sometimes I'm on. I get happy. My mom will tell you, I get happy. And I get loose. But right now, I got an assignment, yeah, man. You know? Oh, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. Spiritual attention. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. And you talk about life and health. So when the word is not attended to properly, it does not become valuable. And it cannot produce what it's designed to produce. And so we got to come from under pastor pity. Just patting you up. No, you have to be challenged to do more, to receive more. You understand? And to do that, you have to be made known who you are. Got a lot of social churches open. They're social. They drink coffee and all kind of stuff. They just dress any kind of way. A lot of social churches open. They're dressing, little T-shirt on, come worship God. And you can't do that. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Is the president coming? You gonna go meet the president? You gonna meet the president in your little baloney shirt? I gotta get off of this. I'm getting mad. Hallelujah. All right, now, this is what Apostle Leroy is saying to you here in Darrow and around the world in verse 15. Sit down, let me read it, and then we'll go. I'm bringing you in the same place. Yes, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, anybody got faith in the Lord Jesus?
Yes.
And love unto all the saints. Anybody love all the saints?
Yes.
Now look what he says now. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. What you praying about? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Not worldly wisdom now. Not man-made wisdom. But wisdom that is supernatural. So today, I stepped into supernatural wisdom. Say it. So whenever I need that wisdom, it's going to flow in my life. The spirit of wisdom and revelation, good God Almighty, in the knowledge of him. The eye of your understanding being enlightened. I got a new understanding.
Yes.
That you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Look at it. I'm closing. What you want in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly place. Look at verse 21. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world. Good God Almighty. And had put all things under his feet. And give him to be the head over all things to the church. Which is his body. The fullness of him to fill it all. Now I almost pray that prayer every day. I pray it for you. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord. Everybody stand.